Hampshire. RJ Hampshire, Florida guy, winning Daytona. This doesn't get any better, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was one I haven't even podiumed at, so I've never left here with a trophy before. So it's usually a long drive home, and it sucks really bad.
You haven't made the box here before?
Never. I've won, I think, 5 heat races, and I've yet to make them. So, yeah, the hour drive home is never fun. It's usually silent, no music. So this time maybe I'll have some phone calls or something.
Hey, like Tom pulled you, that like 3 or 4 seconds on you and like a little bit of a gap and like, dude, you caught him. Obviously, like it was a nice way to win.
Yeah, it just had that feeling where I could go as fast as I needed to, whenever I needed to. I did some things that I was, kind of surprised myself on. Like
jumps or?
Yeah, shifting in rhythms too. I usually don't shift. I scream second till the end. Like, I'm not shifting that. And like by the mechanics area, dude, I had such a good line before the red flag. I was going way, missing the kind of first part of the corner, hitting the end of it, three.
Yeah.
But like, dude, shifting to third, three. And then, dude, I was, that was the best I hit it all day. And then long rhythm, I stuck with that on off 3-3, which, the only time you were really making mistakes if you were trying to go over 3-3, which is a little bit faster. But, dude, I couldn't hit it every lap. I cased it in the damn heat race, I think, 3 times. So I was like, look, I'm going to stick to what I can do every lap. And, I kind of controlled the pace. Like, I felt like I could go.
There was no RJ moments. I felt like you could pull away, come in, like, whatever. Like, if you lost some time, you were going to get it back, you know?
Yeah, that's, even for the whoops, like, for not the main event, because, jumping was definitely faster than the main event, but, dude, all day, like, I was actually hitting the whoops and, not just surviving the whoops, I was actually hitting them. So that was a big kind of step just from the first 2 rounds. But overall, man, that's kind of the day you want. Fastest qualifier, won my heat. Off the start, dude, the guys behind me were – dude, you should watch the replay. Like, dude, they were, like, jumping, chipping, hitting the gate, backing it up, and the gate still hasn't fell yet. Like, dude, it was such a long hold.
Yeah,
like, I ended up pulling my bike back, and then the gate dropped.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, it was mental. But, yeah, just one of those days that everything clicked.
Yeah, it does seem like that's one of those special moments, right, for you. Are you still in this thing? How many back? How many were we back?
Man, we're
like, –
I
didn't see the points.
I think I'm, like, 13 or 14 back right now. But, dude, we're – I'm going to get better than where I am right now. I feel like I'm going to be better than what I was last year. Like, 100% I'm going to be better, like, once I get back to being normal. But I also just won probably the gnarliest track.
Yeah. I do feel like the showdowns can swing either way, good or bad, but they can swing, right?
Yeah, big time. I mean, tonight without that red flag, it could have swung even bigger for myself.
Yeah.
But
what's with the fucking red flags, dude?
I don't get it. It's terrible. Like, you don't want to see them.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, if you watch the replay from Detroit, the red flag came out as Cam stood up, and then they walked him off the track. And I was like, so you just red flagged a green flag, white flag, checkered for the fans, because that was 100% what that was. You guys got a show, but, dude, come on. Like, that was a bit ridiculous. There were 7 seconds left. And then Tampa was gnarly, but, dude, I got completely screwed on that one. And then this one, points could have been a big swing with Ansty being that far back and reflagging. Now, I don't know what he ended up getting, but definitely helped him out.
It's helped and hurt kind of everybody, but it's just, I come from an era where there was never any red flags, and Kitchen was off the side of the track, and there was a tunnel on the other side to get to him via the medics. And again, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not, like, it just seemed odd to throw another red to me. That's all. I hope Levi's doing well, of course, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, it was probably more from the sand on that, left side of him, because that was hairy. Like, you never really knew where to go, which, I get that, but also, from what I heard, he's somewhat okay, which I hope he is. I think it was a collarbone or something is what I heard. So if that's the case, something around like the Pierce issue, like 100% that's needed. But yeah, I don't know. It was a big, big hit though. Like, that section was gnarly all day.
Are we 100% physically now, injury wise? Are we're just good?
We won today. So.
And it's not an easy track.
Yeah, we've done enough. G has his work cut out for him this weekend, and I finally I was pretty stubborn those first 2 rounds where I was like, look, I've been taping it this way. It's been working, so tape it this way. This weekend showed up. I had press day. I said, hey, G, let's tape it how you tape it. Let's see how it is. And, dude, it was night and day better. Like, I actually had stability and whatever.
So you should have been doing that.
Yeah, should have been doing it. That probably wouldn't have helped how I felt on the bike, but it definitely would have maybe saved me from hitting the tough block in Tampa because my wrist just gave out on me. Like, that's what it comes down to. I mean, I'm one today, so good enough.
Great ride, great day. Congratulations. Thanks, man.
Thank you.